It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Couple more Tiger wins, we may hear from Gibby. Another win yesterday for the Tigers, 3 of 4 out of the break, 12-5 in July. Is there a case to keep Jack Flaherty as they start to win more? We'll talk about that at 7:35. I wouldn't rule out a Gibby call if they win a couple more.
I'd be okay with that.
Commit to the bid. If they get above 500, Kirk Gibson, come on, join us. Tell us we're too negative. Be positive.
Be awesome. Listen,
when you win, you get to have a little fun, and we're going to have some fun with the Tigers throughout the show today. In addition to talking Michigan football, and well, last year you couldn't talk Michigan football. Not that Connor Stallions guy's name coming up. Johnny won't go away. He's going to be in a documentary. I guess you call it a documentary. Netflix is doing a series, their Untold series. And on August 27th, Connor Stallions will share his side of the story. John, is this something worth watching?
Sure, it's going to be worth watching. Everyone's going to want to watch it. But the question is, how forthcoming will he be?
I know.
And because you think about all of the different things that were, and just the sign stealing itself, you know, how much is he going to say, how much influence he felt he had on, you know, whether on game day or preparation for games and game planning. But then it's, here's where I want to hear a lot of it is this whole Michigan manifesto, like in, you know, 15 years, he's taking over the Michigan football program. Is he going to be the head coach? Is he going to be the general manager? Because that's a new position here at Michigan. And, you know, what does it mean when he has this, you know, Michigan manifesto of taking over Michigan football and making it the gold standard for all of college football? I don't even know what that means or looks like.
So some of the issue here is, if this is a documentary, this is a trend in documentaries where it all depends on who's telling the story. And we've seen it with, I think, when the Pacers documentary came out with the Pistons and the Malice, it was told from the perspective of Pacer players.
Yeah.
So you got a heavy slant. When the Jordan Last Dance doc came out, heavy slant towards legacy and Jordan and all the greatness and very little on the bad. Will we actually get a ton from Connor Stallions? Or will it just be spin? Because we know he was willing to fall on the sword last year. Will he? How much will he divulge?
Yeah, and how much, since Jim Harbaugh is not here anymore, how much is he willing to talk about Coach Harbaugh or some of the players that are no longer here? Because there was more going on. I mean, remember the whole vacuum cleaner business,
Blake
and
Corum thing.
You know, the LLC that
right.
was of the same name that Blake had. So
will they press him? Is my point. How detailed will this be?
Right.
Will they try to get some juicy stuff, or is this going to be him covering the, you know, himself in the university and trying to, you know, be the good soldier? I mean, to be clear, we don't know how much dirt exists. I don't know how much we're going to get from this is my concern. I'm going to watch it out of curiosity.
I'm out of curiosity. I want to know what he has to say as well, and how forthcoming he's going to be in the details, and how much. Here's the big question. We all want to know, was this him operating
alone,
or was this at the direction of somebody higher up in the program, Jim Harbaugh or one of the assistant coaches? Like, that's where we want to know the actual truth. And if he just kind of, you know, beats around the bush and doesn't really say, then you're gonna watch and you're gonna be like, ah, whatever. But here's the other thing. Okay, Netflix is putting this on because it's a monster story. Mm-hmm. It was a huge influence, or at least there's people that believe it was a huge influence in Michigan, not just this past season and winning a national championship, but in the resurgence of Michigan and the 3 Big Ten titles. You know, like, what was the difference after COVID? Then they come out in 21, and was it just, hey, Aiden Hutchinson was a great leader. Josh Ross was a great leader. You had great play on the field, or was there something that gave them an edge? That's what everybody wants to know.
Well, the answer is a little of both. And I know that conveniently everybody runs to their corner. You put 13 guys in the NFL, you had some talent. I mean, clearly Michigan was talented enough to bludgeon Alabama in that Rose Bowl game, right? To beat Ohio State not once, not twice, but 3 straight years. Clearly, they were talented enough to do it. I also think when you have extra intel and you may know what play's coming. It's why play action works. It's why disguising defenses work. Deception and the lack thereof is the cat and mouse game of football. It's clearly an advantage for Michigan if they illegally obtain the other team's schemes, calls, plays. But yeah, to get to the heart of it, was it just Stallions going rogue as we were led to believe? Does he own that? Does he divulge? And I selfishly want to know, was he on the sideline in East Lansing?
The question's got to be, hey, were you directed by Jim Harbaugh to do this?
Yes.
And, you know, if you were, if you weren't, how much of this information did you directly hand to Jim Harbaugh? You uploaded this to a server? Is this something that Jim Harbaugh would access or Jesse Minter would access? Because we see the pictures, the still photos of him on the sidelines standing next to Jesse Minter during the game. How much of that do you believe had an influence on Michigan winning football games? And then it's, was that you on the sidelines in Mount Pleasant?
Well, in East Lansing, but yes.
Yeah, but I mean, for Central Michigan.
Yeah.
And how did you gain access to the field? Was this something that was provided to you by the Central Michigan program?
Well, I want to know. I mean, I know a little CMU. I want to know because I want to know if my program's aiding and abetting other programs or if we're cheating and breaking the rules. I'm not going to turn a blind eye on that. I'm going to call out my team. But it's been radio silence. Yep. No updates on that investigation from Mount Pleasant. No idea. Does he say, yeah, that was me?
Yeah.
Does he just flat out say that in this?
Well,
because he doesn't, I mean, he's not.
If he's going to be asked the question, he's got to say yes or no, right? I mean, but
yes.
here's the thing. So I want to know that in this documentary, are they going to ask those questions?
Right.
You know, I mean, because I do want to know, did Jim Harbaugh direct you to do this?
Yes.
Did, you know, or even, how did you gain access to the sideline, you know, in East Lansing for Central Michigan? Was that you on the sideline?
Well, and beyond that, okay, so this scheme where he obtained all this stuff, right, allegedly he'd show up and he'd, how did he pull this off? How did he bankroll this? Where did the money come from? Did someone give you this money? Was that person affiliated directly or indirectly with Michigan? Like, we have so many questions about Connor Stallions that, yes, the intrigue is worth hitting play. My reservation is I think he's going to want to keep his story straight, and he's going to be buttoned up, which is going to kill the entertainment value. I think there's always spin when they do these pieces now. We don't get true, unvarnished both sides to these documentaries. Right. It's always through the one lens, the one narrative that the person is trying to push. And I have a hard time believing he's going to come out with a lot of dirt and juice to bury Michigan the week the season begins. This comes out on August 27th. As Michigan is set to hit the field for the first time since winning their national title, Connor Stallions stabs a knife in there. But I don't think that's going to come out.
Well, and then everybody's already in their corners, right? Everybody has already taken a side. And is there going to be anything that sways somebody from one side to another where you look and you say, okay, well, this is, you know, we believe, honestly, this is what he had to say? Because you look at, and you always look at the credits. We did win the Malice at the Palace.
Yep.
Who was financing this? Who is the one that actually is
directed by Jermaine O'Neal? Like, okay, like, all right. So, I see how this is going to go.
That's going to be the question, and there's going to be a lot of people that are going to do all those things, look and say, well, he's saying this because he was directed by this individual in the credits, or he was paid by this individual to put this out, and it's just more propaganda.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.